know it hurts. I know it sucks. And I know everyone's depressed today. But, that was the greatest sporting event I've ever witnessed. That was an unbelievable ride. And to be in that ballpark last night and witness the incredible back and forth. And I'm sure the P1 who is bleary-eyed this morning having to drive into work because you stayed up watching that game. I know your heart's torn asunder, but you still need to appreciate that you at least saw something that was that amazing. And if the Rangers win tonight, then you will really appreciate last night's game.
If they can be like the 75 Reds, they were victimized by the dramatic Carlton Fisk home run.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they can come back too, like the Reds did.
You know what it reminded me of a little bit? The Oklahoma-Boise State Fiesta Bowl. Oklahoma was on the losing end that night, so I didn't like that. But afterwards, I thought to myself, that's the greatest football game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is the wildest, craziest, most entertaining football game I've ever seen. And so that helped ease the pain a little bit. A little different, though. Oklahoma wasn't going for a national championship.
Right.
Like the Rangers are going for a world title here. So it stings a little more. But you do have to appreciate what an incredible contest that was last night.
And you know what I felt like? It almost felt like the Cardinals had that Ranger magic. It seems like I've seen so many games where the Rangers just keep doing stuff like that and keep clawing back and ultimately win it like it's their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could not believe that the Cardinals actually won that game. But I know whose fault it was. Some people may be pointing to Nelly Cruz's missed catch or Naftali not being able to get people out when he has to get people out. It's Fox 4's fault. How that station can step in a pile of cow dung time and time again. You guys all know what happened. As a matter of fact, Katie Lou, who is a big P1 and Twitter follower of us, she sent me the screenshot on her phone of this. And I tweeted it, and then P1 started retweeting it. Well, now it's on Deadspin. She sent me a screenshot of the text alert message that Fox 4 sent out to all of their followers. It read, "The Texas Rangers have won the World Series. Watch coverage on Fox 4 News and myfoxdfw.com. The problem is, they sent this at the beginning of the ninth inning.
What in the hell?
Then, 4 minutes later, they sent out, "Oops, we got too excited. They haven't won just yet. Sorry."
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
Now, Heather Hayes ended out.
Now, we've spoken out against magical thinking and jinxing and all that sort of thing. But you just hate to see that happen. I get really uncomfortable with stuff like that. I admit, I'm probably the most sensitive to that. But I can't believe one of the major news organizations in Dallas-Fort Worth sent out a news alert. That's what they reserve for, hey, you know, the vice president's been shot or something crazy,
yeah.
You know? I mean, or a chimp's escaped the zoo.
This was their Dewey beats Truman moment.
Yes.
And that's a reference for you who are from the greatest generation who listen to us early each morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone remembers that. I don't even think they teach that in schools anymore.
Only Fox 4 would do this, by the way.
Yeah, and they had a rough night because they also ran the graphic to recap what had happened to the Rangers. According to their graphic on the news, the Rangers lost in overtime.
Are you kidding?
They did not. Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Who's running that ship down there?
I don't know. You know, and Steve Eager said something else someone made us aware of, and I don't have it in front of me. It's something along the lines of a visiting team has never won on a home field on
the
other team's home field since 1979.
Oh, my gosh.
A visiting team has never won on the home team's home field. Good Lord, what a mess. All right, let's turn back the clock to a happier time. This was before the game started. We're down on the field. The stadium is filled with Ranger hope. Media members milling around as the Rangers are taking batting practice. And we ran into several interesting people down there. We ran into George's idol.
One of them, yeah.
We ran into, well, who's your other idol? Ronald Reagan?
I don't know. I got a bunch. from the world of sports. This is one of my biggest sports idols of all time.
All right. I'm actually going to close with your sports idol. I'm going to pull an audible. I'm yelling kill, kill, kill right here at the line because I want to do something Ranger-related first before we get to your idol, who is not a Ranger, but who is a massive player. We ran into Tom Hicks down there. Now, I don't know what the Ranger fan feels about Tom Hicks now. Do you at least give him some partial credit for doing this? I mean, heck, didn't the Hardline just do a retrospective when Tom Hicks hired Nolan Ryan?
Tom Hicks hired John Daniels, Nolan Ryan, and Ron Washington. So if you think those three guys do a good job, then I know people hate Tom Hicks, but you have to give him credit for at least doing that.
Well, he was sitting down there, probably about the third row, back behind home plate, and he just was really nice to us and seemed like a sweet guy. You'd never know that this is a billionaire who has snipers trained on you as you're talking to him. But we interviewed Tom Hicks. Let's take a listen to this exclusive interview on Sports Radio.
We are here to have fun. The Muser's here with Mr. Hicks, who's sitting right behind home plate here. I bet you wouldn't miss this one.
I haven't missed one. This is fun. I'm having a great time.
So you've been to every World Series game so far this year?
This year, last year. I enjoy it. No, I haven't been on the road game. This is my first road game.
Oh, this is your first road game. I see.
Tonight we're going to win it. I want to be here for us to win it.
Uh-huh. And does anybody ever still ask you about the fake Tom Hicks?
Oh, that put that banger on Alex Rodriguez.
That's great. You're now, wrong, what do you predict for tonight? Are you predicting a victory tonight?
We're going to win in six.
Just end of story. I was hoping for a longer answer where I could come up with another question.
End of story.
Okay, do a little fake Tom Hicks.
Well, to do a little fake Tom Hicks, you have to really lower your voice.
He's got a million of them. I got a million of them. Well, thank you, Mr. Hicks.
Enjoy the bid.
Please don't have me killed.
You're okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
The banger on A-Rod, what?
I don't know. I guess that was the one line of, I don't even remember saying that as a fake Tom Hicks, but that's what he remembered out of it. So did he jinx the Rangers by saying they're going to win in six?
No, he didn't.
He's not the only one.
So then we run into George's idol, the Big Hurt. You're a huge White Sox fan. The Big Hurt, who always weirdly hit off his front foot, which seemed weird to me. But anyway, we ran into the Big Hurt, and here was our exclusive interview with him before the game last night.
No problem, guys. Good talking to you guys.
All right, man.
Uh-oh, hold on just a second. Hold on. Let's not run ahead of ourselves here.
Excuse me, Mr. Big Hurt.
So what's going on? Hey.
Do you have just 60 seconds or so?
60 seconds.
Yeah. Do people call you the Mr. Big Hurt?
No. Good talking to you, sir. Thank you.
A little cumbersome. Sorry about that. I'm Gordon. This is George from the Ticket in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a big fan of the Ticket in Dallas.
Yeah, the Ticket in Dallas, you know.
Well, this guy standing next to me, the guy looks kind of like Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge White Sox fan.
I'd like to thank you for a lot of productive years and some of the greatest years in White Sox history for an individual.
Thank you.
And part of some postseason teams, too. I'd like to thank you for your White Sox service.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. You know, it was a long grind. Enjoyed it. Got to meet a lot of great people and a lot of teammates, so I enjoyed my time.
Is Ozzie Guillen crazy, do you think?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But he's a lot of fun. He keeps the game fun. He's a career baseball man, and, you know, he's a little different, but you need that in a clubhouse, and that's why he's been such a great manager so far.
Now, your nickname, the Big Hurt, how did that... That's also my nickname, by the way.
Oh.
But how did you get yours?
Hawk Harrison, my second year in the league, he just said, man, he's hurting that ball. And then he said, you know what? The Big Hurt. And it just stuck.
The days of Hawk yours winning. Didn't yep. Yours didn't come from your love-making skills
no,
like
no,
mine.
No, not at all.
His doesn't
not
either.
At all.
We're having fun, aren't we, the Big Hurt?
You know, women like to think that's why the nickname, but no, it's all about baseball.
Do women still recognize you when you're heading out into the club?
Yeah, every now and then, but I don't get there too often because my wife don't let me.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Do the Rangers win tonight, you think? Think they wrap it up?
I think you got a chance to win tonight. I'm with the Rangers. I'm flying around Washington. He was my third base coach in Oakland in 2006. We got really close, and just a fine baseball man. And I'm really pulling for him. I was pulling for him last year, but to bring a team back 2 years in a row, it's definitely the Rangers' time.
You think Ron Washington's hair is funny?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. We tell him all the time, but he laughs. You know, he's got a great sense of humor. He's not going to change it.
All right. Thank you, Big Hurt.
No problem, guys. Good talking to you guys.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
There you go, an exclusive. exclusive.
Weird interview.
And he never once like corrected me and said, look, just call me Frank, yeah. Okay? I mean,
Mr.
you don't need
Big
to
Hurt.
Call me Mr. The Big Hurt.
Can I ask you something, The Big Hurt?
All right, then.
But indeed.
Then the Rangers lost.
And then game happened.
And then bad things happened 2 hours later.
That was when the world was still innocent.
Well, you know what? Before the game, I was even more convinced the Rangers were going to win. All those Ranger fans there, they're just killing the ball and having a good time at BP.
I was, too. There was a vibe when we were on the field, and it was during Rangers BP. There was a vibe. They were so relaxed, so loose, so confident. Everybody around them seemed confident. It just seemed like they were going to go there and take care of business and go home in six.
And 2 hours into the game, it still looked like that, with the Rangers up 7-4. But with the comeback of the Cardinals, you look at three or four, maybe eight or nine moments in the game, and you question some decisions.